Many companies are cutting back on business travel, in some cases reducing the number of business trips or eliminating business travel altogether. Travel industry officials say they started noticing the trend towards the end of last year, but they say it really began picking up this spring. NPR's Jack Speer took a business trip to New York and reports on how the downturn has hit the hotel industry.
The Marriott Marquis is one of Manhattan's major business hotels. In front of the hotel, near Times Square, Johnny Gregory, a veteran doorman, greets hotel guests and whistles down taxis. But during a free moment, he admits things haven't been this quiet in a while.
This is sort of like it was back during the Gulf War when things were, we were very slow then. Our hours cut drastically, and but now some hours cut for only a short period of time. During that time, the hours are cut severely for months at a time. Now it's only a couple of weeks ago that hours cut.
Still, workers on the front lines of the hotel industry have been feeling the slowdown in business travel in their wallets. They say they missed the days when road warriors toting laptops and cell phones kept them busy. Gregory says travelers aren't as free spending as they were when the economy was growing strongly.
You've seen a noticeable decline in business, people coming in and out.
The quality of our traveler, people aren't as well traveled. The quality of the gratuity that's received.
Do you think people, when they were on business trips, were a little more generous, maybe?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Mel, a limousine driver, has parked his black sedan on a busy side street near the hotel and is waiting on a customer. But he says there were fewer of them these days.
I noticed that, you know, anytime the economy slowed down, it's first thing that's cut back is our clients purchasing limousines. When the economy is getting a little sluggish, you know, it's one of the indicators to let you know that they're tightening up.
68% of companies surveyed recently by a travel industry trade group say they have cut back on business travel. Even hotel industry executives say they aren't spending as much on the road. Bob Gunkel is with Bass Hotels, the chain that owns Holiday Inn and Crown Plaza. He says his company has put tighter travel restrictions in place.
The company just issued a new travel and expense policy where they, you know, really cracked down on how much you could charge in certain areas and, you know, receipts for things. So I don't know that they're actually asking us to rein in travel, but they're just asking us to be smarter about, you know, how we spend our travel dollars.
Nearby at the 1700-room Sheraton, New York, other business travelers say they are hearing the same things from their bosses. Jackie Rose, a recruiter for the Washington, D.C.-based Council of Insurance Agents and Brokers, is in town for a meeting. She says she still travels on business, but she's noticed she has less company these days.
I don't come to big cities a lot. I'm doing a lot of college recruiting, so I have noticed in New York and Chicago it was a lot easier to book hotel rooms.
Chicago's Convention and Tourism Bureau is predicting a decline in business travel this year. Travel is also down substantially in San Francisco, where hotel occupancy rates in April fell 17% from a year ago. Many of the major airlines have also reported first quarter losses due in part to a decline in business travel. Randy Smith is president of Smith Travel, an industry research firm. He says one reason there are more rooms available now in New York and San Francisco is fewer people are on the road pitching new companies they've launched.
When that market vanished, that took out a lot of road trips in and out of those two markets. And so a lot of the downturn we're seeing is very specifically related to that one activity. And yes, that was a bubble, and we've seen that bubble go away.
And there is another reason hotel occupancy rates have fallen. More hotel rooms have been added in many cities. Christine Nicholas is head of New York & Company, the city's travel and tourism bureau. She says New York has 3,000 additional hotel rooms since last year. She says travelers worried about securing a room may actually find booking a hotel room is a bit easier now.
Now people will hear that New York City is open. There were many stories for years that you couldn't do business in New York City because you couldn't get a room in April and May and June and then again in September and October. Well, now there are rooms available.
Even with all those empty rooms, rates haven't fallen much. In April, the average hotel room rate in New York City was still around $200 a night. Hotel rooms are only slightly less expensive these days in San Francisco, Boston, and Chicago. Jack Speer, NPR News, New York.